49. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. When did he see the accident?
While waiting for the bus. He saw the accident while waiting for the bus.
Why did he leave early?
To catch the train. He left early to catch the train.
How long did Betty wait?
Until her mother arrived. She waited until her mother arrived.
Now you do the same. Ready? When did he see the accident?
While waiting for the bus. He saw the accident while waiting for the bus.
Why did he leave early?
To catch the train. He left early to catch the train.
How long did Betty wait?
Until her mother arrived. She waited until her mother arrived.
Why did he go to bed?
Because he felt ill. He went to bed because he felt ill.
When did Mr. Jones leave?
When his wife telephoned him. He left when his wife telephoned him.
When did he take a taxi?
After it began to rain. He took a taxi after it began to rain.
When did she send a fax?
Before he returned to London. She sent a fax before he returned to London.
When did he return to the office?
As soon as he finished lunch. He returned to the office as soon as he finished lunch.
Why did the police go into the building?
In order to find out what had happened. They went into the building in order to find out what had happened.
Why didn't she buy the hat?
Because it was too expensive. She didn't buy the hat because it was too expensive.
Lesson 50. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. She usually wears her green hat.
But she isn't wearing it now.
He usually means what he says.
But he doesn't mean what he's saying now.
I always need more money.
But you don't need more money now.
Now you do the same. Ready? She usually wears her green hat.
But she isn't wearing it now.
He usually means what he says.
But he doesn't mean what he's saying now.
I always need more money.
But you don't need more money now.
He always travels by train.
But he isn't traveling by train now.
He usually wants 2 boiled eggs.
But he doesn't want 2 boiled eggs now.
He usually sits at the front of the bus.
But he isn't sitting at the front of the bus now.
That vase usually contains flowers.
But it doesn't contain flowers now.
She usually eats at this restaurant.
But she isn't eating at this restaurant now.
I always prefer wine.
But you don't prefer wine now.
The waiter usually brings the menu.
But he isn't bringing the menu now.
Lesson 51. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Did Hugh decide to go on a diet?
Yes, he decided to go on a diet.
Did he begin his diet a week ago?
Yes, he began his diet a week ago.
Did he write out a long list of forbidden foods?
Yes, he wrote out a long list of forbidden foods.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Did Hugh decide to go on a diet?
Yes, he decided to go on a diet.
Did he begin his diet a week ago?
Yes, he began his diet a week ago.
Did he write out a long list of forbidden foods?
Yes, he wrote out a long list of forbidden foods.
Did the list include a lot of things?
Yes, the list included a lot of things.
Did you pay him a visit?
Yes, I paid him a visit.
Did you ring the bell?
Yes, I rang the bell.
Did Hugh lead you into his room?
Yes, he led me into his room.
Did he hide the parcel under his desk?
Yes, he hid the parcel under his desk.
Did you ask him what he was doing?
Yes, I asked him what he was doing.
Did Hugh put the parcel on the desk?
Yes, he put the parcel on the desk.
Did he show you the contents of the parcel?
Yes, he showed me the contents of the parcel.
Did the parcel contain sweets and chocolate?
Yes, the parcel contained sweets and chocolate.
Lesson 52. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. He's worked hard all morning.
Yes, he's been working hard all morning, and he's still working hard.
It's rained for 3 days.
Yes, it's been raining for 3 days, and it's still raining.
They've watched television for 3 hours.
Yes, they've been watching television for 3 hours, and they're still watching it.
Now you do the same. Ready? He's worked hard all morning.
Yes, he's been working hard all morning, and he's still working hard.
It's rained for 3 days.
Yes, it's been raining for 3 days, and it's still raining.
They've watched television for 3 hours.
Yes, they've been watching television for 3 hours, and they're still watching it.
He's listened to that CD for hours.
Yes, he's been listening to that CD for hours, and he's still listening to it.
She's looked for her handbag for hours.
Yes, she's been looking for her handbag for hours, and she's still looking for it.
He's tried to get his room in order all morning.
Yes, he's been trying to get his room in order all morning, and he's still trying.
They've lived in that flat for years.
Yes, they've been living in that flat for years, and they're still living in it.
They've played in the park since lunchtime.
Yes, they've been playing in the park since lunchtime, and they're still playing there.
He's helped you all day.
Yes, he's been helping me all day, and he's still helping me.
He's carried that bag for over an hour.
Yes, he's been carrying that bag for over an hour, and he's still carrying it.
Lesson 53. Repetition drill. Listen, do not speak. Has he tried to telephone her today?
Yes, he's tried to telephone her several times today, but he didn't try yesterday.
Have you driven your car today?
Yes. I've driven my car several times today, but I didn't drive it yesterday.
Have they listened to the radio today?
Yes, they've listened to the radio several times today, but they didn't listen to it yesterday.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Has he tried to telephone her today?
Yes, he's tried to telephone her several times today, but he didn't try yesterday.
Have you driven your car today?
Yes, I've driven my car several times today, but I didn't drive it yesterday.
Have they listened to the radio today?
Yes, they've listened to the radio several times today, but they didn't listen to it yesterday.
Have you seen George today?
Yes, I've seen George several times today, but I didn't see him yesterday.
Has Mary spoken to Tom today?
Yes, she's spoken to Tom several times today, but she didn't speak to him yesterday.
Have the children hidden in the garden today?
Yes, they've hidden in the garden several times today, but they didn't hide in it yesterday.
Have you looked at a newspaper today?
Yes, I've looked at a newspaper several times today, but I didn't look at it yesterday.
Has he drunk any whiskey today?
Yes, he's drunk whiskey several times today, but he didn't drink any yesterday.
Have you opened this window today?
Yes, I've opened this window several times today, but I didn't open it yesterday.
Has she answered the telephone today?
Yes, she's answered the telephone several times today, but she didn't answer it yesterday.
Lesson 54. Repetition drill. Listen, do not speak. What about this information?
It's correct. This information is correct.
What about the news?
It's interesting. The news is interesting.
What about the damage?
It's terrible. The damage is terrible.
Now you do the same. Ready? What about this information?
It's correct. This information is correct.
What about the news?
It's interesting. The news is interesting.
What about the damage?
It's terrible. The damage is terrible.
What about his luggage?
It's in the car. His luggage is in the car.
What about her hair?
It's long. Her hair is long.
What about the furniture?
It's modern. The furniture is modern.
What about his progress?
It's good. His progress is good.
What about mathematics?
It's difficult. Mathematics is difficult.
What about his money?
It's in the bank. His money is in the bank.
What about his advice?
It's sound. His advice is sound.
Lesson 55. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Does he ever visit you now?
No, but he used to. He'd often visit me when he was a boy.
Does he ever climb trees now?
No, but he used to. He'd often climb trees when he was a boy.
Does he ever eat sweets now?
No, but he used to. He'd often eat sweets when he was a boy.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Does he ever visit you now?
No, but he used to. He'd often visit me when he was a boy.
Does he ever climb trees now?
No, but he used to. He'd often climb trees when he was a boy.
Does he ever eat sweets now?
No, but he used to. He'd often eat sweets when he was a boy.
Does he ever play football now?
No, but he used to. He'd often play football when he was a boy.
Does he ever watch children's programs now?
No, but he used to. He'd often watch children's programs when he was a boy.
Does he ever sleep in that bed now?
No, but he used to. He'd often sleep in that bed when he was a boy.
Does he ever write stories now?
No, but he used to. He'd often write stories when he was a boy.
Does he ever go climbing now?
No, but he used to. He'd often go climbing when he was a boy.
Does he ever write to Tom now?
No, but he used to. He'd often write to Tom when he was a boy.
Does he ever quarrel with his sister now?
No, but he used to. He'd often quarrel with his sister when he was a boy.
Lesson 56. Repetition drill. Listen, do not speak. Do you sell any products overseas?
Oh, yes, a great many. I sell a lot of products overseas.
Did you get any information?
Oh, yes, a great deal. I got a lot of information.
Have you got any friends?
Oh, yes, a great many. I've got a lot of friends.
Now, you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Do you sell any products overseas?
Oh, yes, a great many. I sell a lot of products overseas.
Did you get any information?
Oh, yes, a great deal. I got a lot of information.
Have you got any friends?
Oh, yes, a great many. I've got a lot of friends.
Is there any news in the paper?
Oh, yes, a great deal. There's a lot of news in the paper.
Can you see any people?
Oh, yes, a great many. I can see a lot of people.
Has he made any progress?
Oh, yes, a great deal. He's made a lot of progress.
Did you buy any postcards?
Oh, yes, a great many. I bought a lot of postcards.
Did you bring any luggage?
Oh, yes, a great deal. I bought a lot of luggage.
Did you ask any questions?
Oh, yes, a great many. I asked a lot of questions.
Have you got any furniture?
Oh, yes, a great deal. I've got a lot of furniture.
Lesson 57. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Who did you see?
A man. He was wearing a black suit. I saw a man in a black suit.
Who did you see?
A woman. She was carrying a brown handbag. I saw a woman with a brown handbag.
Who did you see?
A man. He had a scar on his face. I saw a man with a scar on his face.
Now you do the same. Ready? Who did you see?
A man. He was wearing a black suit. I saw a man in a black suit.
Who did you see?
A woman. She was carrying a brown handbag. I saw a woman with a brown handbag.
Who did you see?
A man. He had a scar on his face. I saw a man with a scar on his face.
Who did you see?
A woman. She was wearing blue jeans. I saw a woman in blue jeans.
Who did you see?
A man. He was carrying a long umbrella. I saw a man with a long umbrella.
Who did you see?
A woman. She had red hair. I saw a woman with red hair.
Who did you see?
A man. He had a big nose. I saw a man with a big nose.
Who did you see?
A woman. She was wearing a funny hat. I saw a woman in a funny hat.
Who did you see?
A man. He was wearing a red tie. I saw a man in a red tie.
Who did you see?
A woman. She had blue eyes. I saw a woman with blue eyes.
Lesson 58. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Is it true that someone is sending her the prize?
Yes, the prize is being sent to her.
Is it true that someone gives you a free railway ticket every year?
Yes, a free railway ticket is given to me every year.
Is it true that someone has promised her a reward?
Yes, a reward has been promised to her.
Is it true that someone offered him the vacant post?
Yes, the vacant post was offered to him.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Is it true that someone is sending her the prize?
Yes, the prize is being sent to her.
Is it true that someone gives you a free railway ticket every year?
Yes, a free railway ticket is given to me every year.
Is it true that someone has promised her a reward?
Yes, a reward has been promised to her.
Is it true that someone offered him the vacant post?
Yes, the vacant post was offered to him.
Is it true that someone paid him a lot of money?
Yes, a lot of money was paid to him.
Is it true that someone has sold her all those pictures?
Yes, all those pictures have been sold to her.
Is it true that someone brings her flowers every day?
Yes, flowers are brought to her every day.
Is it true that someone is offering you the job?
Yes, the job is being offered to me.
Is it true that someone has left him a lot of money?
Yes, a lot of money has been left to him.
Is it true that someone is showing her the new house?
Yes, the new house is being shown to her.
Lesson 59. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. I don't think he means what he says.
No, he doesn't mean what he says.
I don't think she rang the bell.
No, she didn't ring the bell.
I don't think he's been working very hard.
No, he hasn't been working very hard.
I don't think he's being offered the job.
No, he isn't being offered the job.
Now, you do the same. Ready? I don't think he means what he says.
No, he doesn't mean what he says.
I don't think she rang the bell.
No, she didn't ring the bell.
I don't think he's been working very hard.
No, he hasn't been working very hard.
I don't think he's being offered the job.
No, he isn't being offered the job.
I don't think he's been left a lot of money.
No, he hasn't been left a lot of money.
I don't think she needs any help.
No, she doesn't need any help.
I don't think he paid the bill.
No, he didn't pay the bill.
I don't think it's been raining all morning.
No, it hasn't been raining all morning.
I don't think he's being sent abroad.
No, he isn't being sent abroad.
I don't think she has heard the news.
No, she hasn't heard the news.
Lesson 60. Repetition drill. Listen, do not speak. Will he be arriving tomorrow?
Yes, he's arriving tomorrow.
Will you be leaving at 5 o'clock?
Yes, I'm leaving at 5 o'clock.
Will they be sailing tomorrow?
Yes, they're sailing tomorrow.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Will he be arriving tomorrow?
Yes, he's arriving tomorrow.
Will he be leaving at 5 o'clock?
Yes, I'm leaving at 5 o'clock.
Will they be sailing tomorrow?
Yes, they're sailing tomorrow.
Will you be flying to London next week?
Yes, I'm flying to London next week.
Will you be meeting him in the morning?
Yes, I'm meeting him in the morning.
Will you be seeing Mr. Jones tomorrow?
Yes, I'm seeing Mr. Jones tomorrow.
Will they be coming by bus?
Yes, they're coming by bus.
Will she be taking the exam next week?
Yes, she's taking the exam next week.
Will he be going to the cinema this evening?
Yes, he's going to the cinema this evening.
Will she be visiting her aunt next week?
Yes, she's visiting her aunt next week.
Lesson 61. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. You'll still be learning English in a year's time.
By then I shall have been learning English for 3 years.
That spaceship will still be circling the Earth in a year's time.
By then it will have been circling the Earth for 3 years.
You and Tom will still be working on this book in a year's time.
By then we should have been working on this book for 3 years.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? You'll still be learning English in a year's time.
By then, I shall have been learning English for 3 years.
That spaceship will still be circling the Earth in a year's time.
By then, it will have been circling the Earth for 3 years.
You and Tom will still be working on this book in a year's time.
By then, we shall have been working on this book for 3 years.
They'll still be receiving radio messages in a year's time.
By then, they will have been receiving radio messages for 3 years.
You'll still be paying for this house in a year's time.
By then, I shall have been paying for this house for 3 years.
He'll still be travelling in a year's time.
By then, he will have been travelling for 3 years.
She'll still be studying for her exams in a year's time.
By then, she will have been studying for her exams for 3 years.
They'll still be building this bridge in a year's time.
By then, they will have been building this bridge for 3 years.
Listen to the class.com